believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jotham Downstore. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, plans are being forwarded for developing the spring on Grandpappy Spears' farm and building a health resort, but yesterday a small doubt began to creep into the minds of Lum and Abner as to the authenticity of Mr. Webster's report on the health-promoting qualities in the spring water. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store and library. Abner's just entering.
Oh, they cut down morning on the old pine tree.
Jenny, I'm glad you got back, Abner. I want you to run an errand for me.
Well, here, let me rest up first. My doggies, them delivers is heavy this morning, Lum. I'm tired.
Well, this is sort of important, so, Abner. I want you to run out to Grandpap's place and get a little bucket of that spring water.
Water? Not long now, if you're thirsty, there's a lot of places a heap closer than that where you can get a drink of water without me carrying it to you.
I don't want to drink it. I want to get it annualized.
Annulite. Do you know how to do that?
No, but I know where I can get it done.
Oh.
You recollect Ed Beckley's oldest boy?
Emery? Yeah, sure. He's the one that's away to college someplace.
Yeah, but he's home again now. Leastways for a few days, and then he goes into the Navy.
Well, good for Emery. Giving up college, huh?
Well, he was sort of in the Navy whilst he was still going there, near as I can understand it.
Well.
But what I wanted to tell you was this. One of the things he studied in college was chemistry.
Chemistry?
Yeah, that's the way you pronounce that. It ain't chemistry.
Oh. Chemistry.
See, that's what you study when you want to take up being a chemist.
Yeah. I wondered how you got to be one of them things.
Well, that's how. Anyways, Emery dropped in here this morning. I got to talking to him about this idea of developing that spring on Grandpappy Spears' farm and building a health resort.
You say Emery was in the store here this morning?
Yeah, about a half hour ago.
Doggett, I wished I could have seen him.
Well, you'll more likely see him before he leaves again.
I hope so.
He sure looks good in that uniform of his.
Oh, he's wearing his uniform, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
stands up straight as a stick. I believe that training has done him a world of good.
Oh, I'd love to see Emery. He's a good boy. He is.
Well, anyway, when me and him was talking, one thing led to another, and finally he said he'd like to annualize that spring water himself and find out just exactly what's inside of it.
Well, good for Emery. Reckon how he does that anyway, Lum. Look inside of water. How do you take water apart?
Well, he got ways of doing it somehow.
Knife wouldn't help you none. I know that myself, and I ain't even no chemist.
Knife,
yeah. You couldn't cut water apart with a knife.
Well, don't worry about that, Abner. He's
a little too loose to crack it open with a hammer, too, I reckon.
Well, Emery will take care of all of that.
I'm going to watch him when he does it, too, I'll tell you that. Now, there's something I'd love to see, taking water apart.
Well, I'm afraid you can't see him do it, though.
Why not? Is it a secret?
No, but, see, Emery has to go to Little Rock to report, and he knows some chemicals outfit there that'll let him do the annualizing there in their place.
Oh.
See, he ain't got the equipments to do it here in Pine Ridge.
Dad, blame it. Something interesting comes along, and I always have to miss out on it.
Well, it might not be so much to watch anyway.
I'll never know how they do that now. I'm the unluckiest one human that ever drawed breath. How I stayed alive this long with my bad luck, I don't know.
Well,
I just don't know.
For pity's sakes, Abner. Always feeling sorrowful for yourself.
Huh?
Quit feeling sorry for yourself.
Well, all right. I know one thing, though. I'm more likely to never get a good night's sleep from now on. Just lay there and toss and turn all night long, wondering how they take that water apart.
Well, maybe Emery can explain to you how they do it.
I wish he would.
But the thing for you to do now is to go on over to Grandpap's and get the water.
Of course, you know what they could do now, Lum. They could freeze it and then take an ice pick and break it up that
Abner,
way.
Abner, I told you to stop worrying about that.
Of course, that'd be ice, so if you freeze it, wouldn't actually be water. It might be unhonest to do it that way.
You hash up and go on out to Grandpap's?
It wouldn't do no good to sneak up on the water when it weren't looking at her. No, I know that's no good.
When it weren't looking.
It won't work. I done thought it
would. How could water look, anyway?
I don't know. You look in there, you see yourself. It might be looking back at you. I don't know.
Oh, for pity's sakes, Abner.
Of course, you could run it through a cream separator, I reckon.
Are you going out to Grandpap's, or ain't you?
Yeah, I'm going. Or wait a minute, Lum. That's a long trip out there.
Oh, it ain't so far.
On a hot day like this. Mom, I'm a feller that oughtn't to be out in the sun. I just blister all over. Might get myself sunstruck. I don't know.
You're just stalling around, and you know it.
Oh, why don't we just call up Grandpappy Spear and have him bring a bucket of water in with him?
No, because I don't want him to know we're doing this.
Uh-huh.
He'd just run and tell it to Mr. Webster.
How do you know he will?
Well, since he got to be president of the company, he hangs around Mr. Webster practical all the time.
Oh.
Hurry up now, Abner. Get started.
Mom, I just ain't got the feet for walking no more. My foots is just killing me, Mom. I think these shoes is too tight.
You're making excuses, and I know it.
I'll tell you, Mom, I'm the type of a fella to order to sit down 10 or 12 hours a day. I'm awful far behind in my setting right now. How about getting Cedric to do it for me?
Well, he's sleeping now. He's working back over there at the defense plant. No, you'll have to do it yourself, Abner.
Doggies, it looks like it. Of course, I don't see what we want to do this for, no ways. Mr. Webster done had that spring water annualized long.
Well, that's just the point. We don't know for sure where he done it or not.
We don't, huh?
No, it's like we was talking yesterday. We've never actually saw no report on that water ourselves. We've just been taking Mr. Webster's word for it.
Yeah.
Fact is, I got to thinking about that last night, and so I dropped around to the boarding house to see Mr. Webster, and I sort of casual-like brung up the subject of the report.
Well?
Finally, I just come right out flat-footed and asked him if I could see it. And do you know he never showed it to me?
He never?
No, sir. Just beat around the bush is all he done.
Beat around the bush, huh?
Yeah. Acted like he couldn't find the report.
Well, no wonder he couldn't if that's where he keeps it, out there in a bush.
Out in a bush?
Can't he find a better place than that to keep it?
A better place to keep what?
The report on that spring water.
I never said he kept it out in a bush.
Well, why was he out there hunting for it then?
I never said that.
You said he was out there beating around some bush, Lord.
Oh, I said that, but
well,
what
if he weren't looking for the report, what was he doing out there threshing around in the bushes? Trying to scare up a covey of quail?
Covey of quail?
Yeah, that ain't no place to hunt quail on. There ain't none of them around that boarding house. You ought to have told him that. You know better places than that for him to go along.
Well, of course I do.
Them Pin Oak Flats Friends incidents, them fields down there along the river, them's awful good places. Frank Foster, he generally goes down there.
I know he does. I've been down there myself.
Of course. Now, if I was him, though, I wouldn't want to let nobody catch me shooting quail this time of year. I'll tell him that right now. The game wardens will get him.
Abner, Mr. Webster ain't going hunting, so you can just get that idea right out of your little old bird brain.
He ain't, huh?
No.
I'm glad he changed his mind. Hate to see a man do anything that's illegal. I just don't like to see a feller do it.
Now, you can stop worrying then, because Mr. Webster ain't going hunting for no birds.
Well, that makes me feel better. Of course, I ain't no game warden, but I don't like to see it.
Good. I'm proud you feel better now.
Yes, sir.
That's fine. Now, maybe you'd be good enough to go out to...
Of course, now, if Mr. Webster'd be satisfied shooting a few rabbits, Lom, now that's a different matter altogether.
Oh, me.
It's legal to shoot them. Now, I'll bet you I know at least 100 good places to go for them things, and I'll take my dog along, too. Good up varmint dog as ever struck close to a trail.
Just hold your horses, Abner.
Maybe I better go along with him, Lom. Mr. Webster don't know where to go hunting. Tell that by the places he picks out. Huh?
Huh? What do you mean, huh?
What did you say about holding his horses? Is he going hunting on horseback?
Oh, swan to goodness, I don't know how you do it.
Well, I never done it. I saw pictures of them where they go hunting on horseback. All this chasing a bunch of foxes. Have a lot of hound dogs, and they all wear them red coats and them...
The hound dogs wear red coats?
No, the fellas doing the hunting. Have fancy-looking horses, and they all go around hollering, tailies ho, all the time.
The horses?
The hound dogs. Wait a minute. I believe you're a little mixed up, Furlong.
I'm mixed up, huh?
Yeah, just a minute here now. I'll get you all straightened out on this.
Good.
It ain't hard to understand if you just put your mind to a concentrate. Now, you see, Lom, the hound dog, that is the horses.
All right, just stop right there. I don't want to hear no more about it.
Well, Lom, this is simple, easy stuff. You can get it.
I don't care how simple and easy it is. I'm sick and tired of the whole thing. Before you say another word, I want to tell you that Mr. Webster ain't going hunting on horseback.
He ain't, huh?
No.
Changed his mind on that, too, huh?
Yeah, changed his mind.
Good for him. I never did put much store in that hunting by horseback, neither. Feller do a heap better down on the ground, I'll tell him that. Tramping over the hills afoot, that's the best way to go. Fact is, that's the best part of a hunting trip right there is all that walking.
You like the walking, huh?
Oh, just love it the worst way. I believe I better go along with Mr. Webster, Lom, just to show him where the good places is at, you know.
Yeah, but of course now you're going to have to hike an awful long ways.
Huh?
Are you sure you like walking that much?
Oh, sure. There ain't no one thing I like better than walking.
And recollect this, too. It's going to be awful hot out there.
Oh, no, me, I don't care. That's when I like walking the best, when it's good and hot. Love to have that old sun up beating down on me.
Now, you're sure of all that now?
Oh, I never was sure of nothing in my whole life. I love it. Just
well, all right, then. Get a bucket and get out to Grand Pep's and get that spring water.
Huh?
For a fella that loves to walk in the hot sun much as you do, that ought to be a privilege and a joy. Now, get going.